And for the first time, life-saving blood transfusions can now be administered at the scene of a major trauma. The Wicklow Rapid Response Team, which serves Wicklow and Dublin, is now able to provide these blood transfusions by the side of the road if necessary. One of those who gives his time to the team is emergency medicine consultant Dr. David Menzies from St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin, who joins us now. Dr. Menzies, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. So far, since this has been put in place, have you had to do blood transfusions at the scene of a major trauma?
No, we haven't yet. So we've been piloting this since the 22nd of May with red blood cells and a month later with plasma. And really what that period was about was making sure we had the process right, that we were able to maintain the supply, the temperature of the blood, and that we had good traceability in place. So I think this is going to be an infrequent event, but something that potentially, if it is needed, could be life-saving.
Well, hopefully it will be infrequent. So what happens at the moment if this is needed?
So at the moment, there's a small cohort of patients who are so severely injured and who are bleeding that the ambulance service will pre-alert the emergency department to their condition. And in those cases, we'll have blood ready in the ED to transfuse immediately on that patient's arrival. So this is just a step of bringing the hospital a bit closer to the patient. And there's some other things that we do, and my colleagues in Cork and Mayo have been doing over the years to try and bring that advanced care to the roadside. So this is a little bit of that jigsaw.
And we know currently at the roadside, what can be done for patients who need a blood transfusion, obviously without the blood?
Sure. So currently, prior to this initiative, it wasn't possible to transfuse blood outside of the hospital in this scenario. So you had two options, one of which was to give no fluids, which sometimes is the best option. In fact, increasingly we know that the other alternative of giving saline, which is basically salty water, is not just no good, but actually sometimes does cause harm. So we certainly know from the evidence now that that is no longer the preferred option. So you have the option of just holding tight and giving nothing, or if you do need to give something now, hopefully being able to give blood and plasma.
Okay, and plasma is important as a blood clotting.
That's correct. So blood is made up of many components, but the two principal ones that we're concerned with in the case of somebody who's hemorrhaging from a wound is red blood cells, which carry oxygen, and plasma, which promotes blood clotting. And the current evidence would be very much that we need to transfuse those in a one-to-one ratio to try and restore the normal blood components to promote both clotting and to maintain the oxygen carrying capability of it.
Okay, so your vehicle then, if you're called, your vehicle, your 4x4, will have various blood types on board. Is that the scenario?
So our vehicle is a declared asset to the National Ambulance Service. Okay. So they will task us to the scene of an injury or an incident where they believe that there is the need for either some skills that I can bring as a doctor, or perhaps because I'm the closest person to an incident. In terms of the blood, we carry what's called universal donor blood. So there are many different blood types. O negative is the blood type which can be given to everybody without cross-matching. So in an emergency situation in hospital, if we don't know somebody's blood type and we haven't time to establish it prior to giving blood because of the urgency of the situation, we'll use O negative blood. So that's the process that we're undertaking pre-hospital as well.
Okay, and I'm wondering if a paramedic could do this. If a paramedic had the equipment and the technical abilities to do it, could they do it, or do they need a consultant, a doctor like you?
I suppose philosophically, there's no reason why it can't be done by a different healthcare professional. Currently, blood has to be prescribed by a doctor, so that's that probably would need legislative or certainly regulatory changes to put in place. There is a package of training that needs to go with this, and there's a package of equipment both in terms of maintaining the blood at the right temperature and then warming it to body temperature prior to giving it. And obviously blood is a scarce resource, so it's probably not practical to have this widely available on, for example, every ambulance. So currently it's a physician-only treatment, but I think in the future, philosophically, there's no reason that that could not be extended to a wider scope of practice.
Okay. Well, as you say, hopefully infrequent, but thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Emergency medicine consultant Dr. David Menzies from St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin, also a volunteer with the Wicklow Rapid Response Team.